Today, I am happy to be here and share with you the precious teaching of the Buddha. In the teaching of the Buddha, there are two types of meditation. One is samatha or concentration practice. Another one is vipassana or called insight meditation. Concentration practice, the purpose of concentration or samatha is to achieve one-pointedness of the mind. And the purpose of vipassana is to see things as they really are. The main objective of the teaching of the Buddha is to see things as they really are. Then, why should we practice concentration? Because the Buddha said in the Samyutta Nikaya, oh monks, develop concentration. The person who has concentrated mind see things as they really are. For example, this body is composed of millions of particles arising and passing away constantly. How can you know? How can you penetrate into it? Only with concentration, then you can penetrate into it and come into realization that this body is composed of millions of particles. That's why we have to develop concentration first before we go to vipassana practice. So today, I would like to share with you the most easy way of developing concentration and the most simple technique used by every bodhisattva, a Buddha to be, before he gained enlightenment. So among 40, there are 40 ways of concentration practice. One of them is anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing. And this is considered the most easy way, the most easy way, because we are breathing all the time. And the breath follows us 24 hours. The object of this practice, anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, is your breath. Your breath. And you keep your attention under the nostril. This is very important. Not keep your attention inside the stomach or in the middle, in the center of the eyebrow. Some teachers teach, keep attention, they call third eye, or the lower abdomen, which is not correct. According to Visuddhimagga, you should keep attention under the nostril. Why? Because the breath go in and come out through the nostril. And breath is our object. In order to catch, to focus, to aware of this object, you have to keep your attention under the nostril. And aware of the coming, going in, and coming out of the breath. Although the breath may go up to the head or down to the abdomen, but your attention should be always under the nostril, not following the breath go up or going down. This is very important, please bear in mind. And another important point that you should bear in mind is that the attitude of observing your breath. Most people, especially Western people and Chinese people, they tend to put excessive effort while observing the breath. If you put too much effort, observing your breath, very soon the whole nose will become very hard, become stiff, hard, and you cannot feel the breath anymore. This is a sign of excessive effort. So how should you observe the breath without putting too much effort? Please visualize or imagine that you are sitting on a river bank. You are sitting on a river bank and look at the flow of the river. While watching or looking at the flow of the river, do you have to put precise effort to look at the flow of the river? Yes or no? No. You just simply look. This is the right attitude while observing your breath. Just simply aware of your air going in, coming out, going in, coming out, without putting precise effort. If you can bear this important point all the time, you will make very fast progress. Okay. And secondly, when you are aware of your breath, please don't pay attention to the heat and cold of the breath. Heat and cold, these two are characteristics of temperature element or fire element. So they are not your object of observation. What you should observe is just the movement of the air. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. When you observe breathing in, breathing out, you may be aware of the heat and cold. It's okay, but don't pay attention to the heat and cold of the breath. This is another, the second important point. Okay. And sometimes when the breath is long, you know the breath is long. Our breath is long. You know our breath is long. Sometimes the in-breath is long. You know in-breath is long. Just knowing enough. Or sometimes the breath may not clear to you. It's very subtle. It's also fine. No problem. You don't have to do anything to change the breath except purely, simply aware. So this method is very, very easy. Just simply aware of your breath. You don't have to do anything. The only thing you have to do is to control your mind, not to wander here and there. When your mind wanders off, come back gently. Come back gently to your breath. Then very soon you wander off again, never mind, come back gently again to the breath, again and again. Only then you can develop concentration. If you allow your mind wander here and there, there's not possible that you can develop deep concentration. And if any sensation arises in your mind and in your body, you should not shift your attention to look at this sensation. Just ignore it. Because today we are practicing mindfulness of breathing. We are not practicing insight meditation. So just ignore the sensation and be aware of the breath all the time. And if you cannot concentrate well, you should Visuddhimagga, the path of purification, suggests you to use counting method. You count your breath. Breathing in, breathing out one. Breathing in, breathing out two. Breathing in, breathing out three. Up to eight. Then come back to one again, up to eight, then come back to one again, up to eight, until you find your mind is settled. Your mind is settled with the breath, then you can stop counting. So basically, this is the instruction that you have to apply in your Anapanasati practice. And since today is the Anapanasati meditation retreat, during your walking meditation, you should also concentrate on your breath rather than your footstep. You can walk without noticing your footstep, but pay attention on your breath. Only then you can develop continuous mindfulness and concentration. If while sitting, you do Anapanasati, while walking, you are observing your step, then your concentration on the breath is interrupted. When it's interrupted, just like you rub the two stones, the stone become hot. But after some time, you stop rubbing. You do walking meditation, you stop, forget to observe your breath. So you stop rubbing the two stones. And the heat which you have gathered, you can cool down. Then you come and sit again. Start rubbing again. So every time when a heat, when you gain a heat, but you stop halfway, then the heat cool down again. So I will suggest you to observe your breath all the time, as much as you can. Only for today, and see the result. If you do not observe the breath all the time, and you are unable to make progress, then you may not have confidence in this practice. Only when you make progress, then you develop confidence in the practice. And for many people's experience, the moment you sit, if you directly pay attention on your breath, you will find it difficult to concentrate because your mind is tense up, your mind is rigid. You just come back from your work, from your daily life. So it is advisable to practice at least 10 minutes loving kindness meditation to soften your mind. The soft mind, not only to soften your mind and to develop some happiness. The happiness, Buddha said, the happiness produces concentration. A happy mind produces concentration. So every time when you start your sitting meditation, please do 10 minutes loving kindness meditation first, before you go to Anapanasati. Okay, if you have any question about this practice, you can ask now before you start, so you clear your doubt. But if you don't have, let us start now. Okay, we start with loving kindness meditation first. I will give you the instructions. You follow according to my instruction for about 5-10 minutes only. Okay, first sit erect. Relax your body. This relax is very important. Relax your body and mind. Put aside all your business, all your family, and all your worry and anxiety. Put aside. Empty your mind. Soften your face. Your facial expression show me that you are very tense up. Okay, soften your face. Okay, first, we send the loving kindness to ourselves first. Because not knowing how to love yourself, how can you love others? So we must learn how to love ourselves first before we know how to love other people. So visualize your own smiling face. Visualize your own smiling face in front. Keep your smiling face in front of you and radiate loving kindness to yourself first. May I be well and happy. May I be well and happy. The image, smiling image is very important as well as the words. If your smiling face disappears, you have to recollect it again and again. And wish yourself well and happy. Visualize your smiling face, radiate loving kindness to yourself. May I be well and happy. Now we move to another object. Please visualize one of your respected teacher or friends or anyone who you like or respect. But it must be same sex, not opposite sex. And it must be alive, not that person. Visualize his or her smiling face. May he or she be well and happy. his or her smiling face is important for you to have, to experience the happiness. If the image disappears, trying to recollect it again and again. Now we move to another object. Please radiate your loving kindness to all yogis in this room and all yogis in this room be well and happy. The Buddha said, in this cycle of rebirth, begin the cycle of rebirth, you cannot find anyone who has not been your parents, your sons, your daughters, your sisters, your brothers, your husbands, and your wife before. All of those are related, and because of rebirth, we cannot, our mind become confused. We cannot recognize each other. So please consider all of us have been relatives before. Just like you love your family members, so also radiate the loving kindness to all the meditators here, considering them and your own family members. Now you can go back to your breath. Breathe naturally, breathing in and breathing out naturally without forcing your breath.